The very earliest educational experiences can only take place in the child's home or substitute home if he's unfortunate enough not to be able to live with his parents. It is there that the baby whose eyes follow the passage of a hand across his vision is taking the first steps which will ultimately lead to reading. From there, that by estimating the distance and direction from cup to mouth, he sets out on the road which leads to mathematics. It is there too that he makes his first contact with mother, father, the family, strangers. At home, he will discover a good deal about the external world, the different qualities of rain and sun, sand and bricks, and the different characters of cats and dogs. There, he will learn to love and hate, to grow confident and be afraid, discover that certain actions are right and others wrong. The patterns of behavior formed in these early years are likely to persist throughout his life. They will help to determine how he will get on with people and whether he will be jealously possessive of property or sufficiently sure of himself to share freely. The home experiences from which these lessons are learned and attitudes formed are educational, though we do not usually think of them in this way.